This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. The U.S. Senate is close to passing a bill to protect same-sex marriage. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports both of Colorado's senators support it.
The Senate could pass its version of the Respect for Marriage Act as early as Tuesday. Both Democratic Senators Michael Bennett and John Hickenlooper have voiced their support for the bill that would enshrine federal protections for same-sex and interracial marriage into law and repeal the Defense of Marriage Act. The Senate also included language to protect religious liberties. The bill needs to pass the House again before it can head to the president's desk. I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Colorado Republicans are blaming a Libertarian for their loss in the state's 8th congressional district, CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
Republican Barb Kirkmeyer lost to Democrat Yadira Caraveo in the election for a new congressional seat by less than 2,000 votes. The Libertarian in the race, Richard Ward, got more than 9,000 votes, leading Kirkmeyer to say Ward cost her the race. But Ward says it's unlikely a lot of Republicans decided to vote for someone like him.
Look, he's got neck tattoos and sort of long hair. He's right up my alley. No, I didn't steal any Republican votes.
Ward had one of the best third-party performances in the last half century of Colorado politics, winning almost 4% of the vote. He suggested Republicans and Democrats have a look at themselves before they blame others. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
A Denver city audit says the city is unprepared for a change in trash pickup. In less than 2 months, Denver will begin charging homeowners based on how much trash they throw away. But a new report from the city auditor finds about 20% of jobs with Denver's solid waste division are vacant. The city is also using trucks that are near the end of their useful lives. City officials say they will fix those problems. Denver and Colorado Springs are turning colder, 50s this afternoon, only in the 20s tomorrow. This is CPR News and KRCC.